Kia ora, thank you very much, Nicola, and this is Morning Report. Well, a mere 5 months into the government's first term, the National ACT New Zealand First Coalition would technically be out of Parliament if there was a poll tomorrow. This is according to the latest political poll. The One News Variant poll shows New Zealand First would not have the numbers to be in Parliament, slipping under that threshold to 4% of the party vote. National was down 2 points to 36, and ACT has dropped 1 to 7. Labour, the Greens and Te Pāti Māori could form a coalition on these numbers, which have either risen or held steady. Labour's leader Chris Hipkins is taking heart from the result.
We know that in Auckland in particular, we've had a real focus on rebuilding our support there because it was the area where we had the biggest drop in support at the last election of our vote in Auckland. And we'll be working very, very hard over the next 2.5 years to get that vote back.
Simon Wilson is a senior New Zealand Herald writer with a focus on Auckland issues, and Ben Thomas is a political commentator and former National Party press secretary. Both join us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Morena.
I'll start with you, Ben. You're here in the studio. This result, no honeymoon. How, just put into context for us, how unusual is that?
Well, a few differing accounts. One News said that in terms of MMP governments, the governing coalition has only been overtaken by the opposition bloc a couple of times, both in the third terms of the Key government and the Clark government, you know, this early on in the cycle, this soon after an election. David Farrer, the National Party pollster, he says it's happened more frequently, that it happened a number of times in 2000 during that winter of discontent with Helen Clark's government. Happened repeatedly with the shaky Jim Bolger coalition with New Zealand First in 1997. So, you know, unusual. You normally do get a bit of an incumbency kind of bonus. People start feeling a bit more comfortable with the new prime minister, the government that they've given a chance to. It's usually seen as a bit of a reset. But look, with the tough times that New Zealanders are going through, I think what we're seeing is that the window of patience and optimism is getting shorter and shorter in the electorate.
Simon, your thoughts on that? You will have witnessed a few governments. Are you surprised that they haven't been able to maybe manage this better in terms of the politics, or was this out of their control?
I think it is a surprise. We've got a Prime Minister who is relentlessly positive, and I think he probably assumed himself that relentless positivity would rub off on the rest of us. But on the other hand, it's been very clear that one of his biggest claims to be the right leader for the country at the moment, that he is the man in charge and he knows how to fix things, that's been really dented by his coalition partners both making a bit of a mockery of his ability to keep them in line.
Well, I mean, it's not as though we're seeing any instability. I mean, yes, there is a different approach to perhaps the way in which they communicate and with each other at times, but would you say that it is unstable? No?
We're not seeing instability, but what we are seeing is a pattern of punching down, of choosing things like school lunches, the one coming up tomorrow, abolition of free public transport for children, the anti-smoking legislation, the attacks on carers of disabled people. Those sorts of things, I would imagine, horrify a lot of New Zealanders. They're not the sorts of things that people expect governments to do, and they're certainly not the sorts of things that people would say should be in the firing line for a government that's being fiscally disciplined and aiming at solving the big problems.
Mm. Ben, so what now? Does the government change its approach? I mean, it is clearly, you know, making some hard decisions that it said it was going to make. Some of them are proving unpopular, possibly. Does it change the approach, or does it plough on?
You know, certainly they've been confronted with a number of bad news stories. You know, when people are hearing about job losses in the public service, for instance, that does make people start to worry about their own jobs, even if they're in the private sector, because, you know, the economy is slowing. People, you know,
well, they promised that in the election campaign, though, didn't they?
Absolutely, and so you know, I think that we have to remember that this is in service of producing this May's budget, which is where you will hope, you know, which is where voters, I would assume, would like to see their, you know, their tax relief that they were promised come through, and some plausible way back into balancing the books, you know, in the next few years. So right now we're seeing the pain, but none of the gain, you know, with the exception of a few sort of pre-budget announcements, and you know that Pharmac announcement. announcement yesterday shows the sort of position that they're in because of inflation, because of the various cost pressures. You know, huge amount going to Pharmac, but not that much extra in terms of service provision. You know, there is a real catch-up game being played here. I think that the government is starting to do a better job of articulating that. I think early on there was a bit of a they may have kind of miskeyed the messages. You know, inflation isn't, for instance, which is the big cost of living issue, is not the same as unemployment. When it goes down, you've still got all the previous price rises baked in. And so you can't just sort of be like George W. Bush flying onto the aircraft carrier and saying mission accomplished. Kiwis are still feeling the pain. So you don't want to declare victory that early. And I think they've really adjusted, tweaked their messaging a bit to sort of say, look, you know, this is an ongoing battle.
Simon, you mentioned New Zealand First and ACT. How do you think they will react to this, and do they need to change at all? I mean, Winston Peters will be interesting because he's dropped below that 5% mark. Will we see him, you know, with another speech, another target perhaps in terms of the domestic audience, or does he stick to his foreign policy guns? They've got some challenges.
They do have some challenges. Winston Peters, we know, won't be too concerned about this. He's a master at playing to election year cycles. But it will strengthen, presumably, has the potential to strengthen Luxon's hand around the cabinet table in his ability to say, look, you know, we all have suffered from this and we have to be able to work properly together. I imagine Luxon's demotion of Melissa Lee and Penny Simmons last week would have played well with the electorate. It showed a firm leader in charge. But it was kind of easy. The crunch is the far more difficult decisions he ought to be making around his coalition partner, cabinet ministers, who are equally not performing up to scratch.
Ben, what do you think about that? Is the Prime Minister handling those coalition partners properly, and is that having any impact?
I think the coalition management by all three parties has been excellent. You know, you really have seen a, you know, there have been comments on the margins, but there hasn't been any instability really in terms of the policy. I guess the only one thing you'd look at might be the broadcasting, you know, rescue package or whatever that seems to have been held up a bit. But apart from that, you know, they are actually functioning not just as, you know, a united government, but also making space for each of the individual parties to have their own representation, their own sort of stamp on the government. And that's why I think it will be disappointing to New Zealand First that they've dropped under 5, because they have had, I think they've certainly presented more independently, I think, in this government to begin with than the previous governments that they've been part of, where Winston Peters has really promoted the unity of the government as a whole. So, you know, look, how they react from here, I think they still have a lot of upside. Shane Jones will be able to cut the ribbon on a lot of, you know, mines and smokestack factories and various New Zealand sort of first regional projects, you know, that they like to sort of think of as their trademark. So, look, there's no reason for any of the parties to panic. It's pretty unlikely that interest rates will still be this high, that the economy will be this sluggish in 2.5 years' time. It's not panic stations by any means.
Thank you very much, Ben Thomas, political commentator and former National Party's press secretary, also speaking to senior NZ Herald writer Simon Wilson. Appreciate your time this morning.